because we are ready to record episode 9 of the Destruction Podcast. We're taking up our Global Alpha 3.9 game that we started 2 weeks ago when Val came over and got us all shit-faced on whiskey and the heater was on so we couldn't record. We are...
Now it's 20 degrees outside.
Fucking bombed. Oh, it's gorgeous outside. So Val came over early in the game with a bottle of fucking...
We didn't need 40
Creek whiskey.
Is that what it was? 40 Creek?
He kept filling the shot glasses. Yeah, it was 40 Creek from Grimsby. The Kittling Ridge Distillery, if they're interested in
sponsoring the second best whiskey.
Yeah, sponsor us, somebody out there, because we're fun.
Yeah, that's right. But what we did was, every time we turned our fucking head and our shot glass was empty, we turned back and Val had fucking refilled the shot glass.
Well, he does it the Russian way.
Yeah, and he had food, nice little food spread he brought over.
You stand there until the bottle's gone.
That's right, and it was gone quite quickly, and Ray obviously took the brunt of the damage because his axis is fucked. Anyway, that's the situation right now. Ray is the axis. Muggsy is playing the Atlantic side, and I'm playing the Pacific side, which makes us split up America, and I was on the AxisAndAllies.org website mentioning that how we were playing the Alpha game, Global, and some guy come on there, and some of the guys said he was a little rude. He called us retards for splitting America.
No. Never. America is splitting America.
That's the way we always play when we got two.
America operates better under one mind.
It does operate better under one mind. Hey, can I get that? But we're talking about a 6-foot-long table here.
Yeah, exactly.
For Global. And we've got two Allies players and one Axis player.
That's true.
If we did it the other way around, we got three players. That's the way we do it. If we had two guys playing the Axis and one guy playing the Allies, the one guy would be fucking...
He wouldn't have time to even take a drink.
And the Japanese player would be sitting with his thumb up his ass for fucking 3 hours.
And we consult with each other for...
That's right. And when I want something for this side and you want something for that side, we figure out how it works best. It is harder to split America if you got two guys that are going to argue with each other. But
sure,
we're going after the same goal here. And I think it works out. At any rate, that's right.
Along on that department.
We are right now, it is China's turn.
Well, it doesn't matter, any three of us.
Fucking wait for that stuff to get fucked up.
Herbal remedy they got going.
Oh, yeah, you should have let me do Germany's turn first.
But it's not Germany's turn, that's what I need to get at right now. We are.
China.
In China's turn. In round 4, we had to stop. Our everybody's rides were here, and everybody had to fuck off.
Well, welcome back, people.
Welcome back. Even though you weren't here for the last one, our last episode was the end of the anniversary game we played.
Right.
So they don't know what the fuck is going on, so let's try to fill them in. Ray, if you want to fill them in on what's going on while I do China's shibby.
Aren't you on the attack?
Well, we are on China's turn. The Japanese have rondelles on every single property of China almost.
Except the Burma Road.
But that's going to change very soon. We have
Burma being the most important.
Yes.
Huge stack of infantry in Russia. They have not attacked with Germany yet.
Yes, they have.
Germany, well, we've just started that now. You have attacked Russia or Germany once?
Yeah, I went into Germany, into Berlin, and it whittled you to pretty much nothing. And you took no hits as far as Akax, which was...
It's because I was under the influence of 40 Creek.
This is true. So I dug out the Super Nintendo finally, because Brandy and I, when we first started dating, we used to play Donkey Kong all the time upstairs, and we'd just burn one and play Donkey Kong all the time. So she caught wind that I had a Super, and she's like, oh my god, dig it out. And so we dug it out, and Levi's got your Donkey Kong and his Donkey Kong at the house. So we started playing.
Does he got Bond?
The one night. For Super? What are you talking about?
Oh no. Okay, go ahead.
One night she was kind of passed out, so I'm going to play some 94. So I pulled it out. I went strict right to Run for the Cup. Single elimination.
With?
Detroit.
Four games,
yeah. 5-minute periods. The final game, I can't remember who was playing. I think it might have been Montreal for the Cup. I was winning, the first game was like 2-0. It was like 4-2.
You're a little stale.
Yeah, the last game, 5-minute periods, 15-1.
For you?
For me. Yeah. I got a goal a minute game. They got one on me. But I had a goal a minute game. And well, you should have seen the stats. I took pictures of it and everything with my phone, but yesterday I crushed my phone at the Gorge. I was walking and Zach was like, we just took Zach, right? So I had my phone in my pocket, earplug. There was one earbud in so I could listen to music while we were hiking around the Gorge. Me, Brandy, Levi, and Zach all went. Like last weekend we went with the other kids, the little kids. I had Brooklyn on my back and Logan's
trying to walk up the steps.
That's
like every step is like this to him, trying to get his foot so high.
I know, and that's like fucking 100 steps.
He went all the way down, all the way back up, except for the stairs at the end. I had to carry him up the stairs.
Yeah, that's tough.
He went all by himself, 3 years old. He just all the way down, all the way back up.
Especially when you finish the trails and then you got the stairs.
Yeah.
Well, I took Victor down there when
I did
was
the
six.
Stairs with him. And I carried him and Brooklyn up the stairs.
Holy shit. Did your knees burn?
No, here
we were. I went down there with Victor when he was about six. And we came up and he tripped and slammed his shin off of one of the steps.
Nice.
And he said, I hate it down here. I'm never coming down here again.
Really?
By the time I got to the top, I flopped on the fucking ground and I couldn't breathe for about 5 minutes.
It's good for you.
However, those were both very interesting stories. But you were telling the listeners where we are in the fucking game right now.
See?
But it's too late. I'll have to do it after China's turn because I'm ready to attack the shit out of you in Hunan and kill four fucking planes. All right.
Well, give me back my bullets.
Shortly. I got.
Put them back where they belong.
One, two, three, four.
Ain't
nine.
Fooling around.
I've got 9 ones on you.
Because I have done my fun. Ain't gonna see no more damage done.
I got one with you. Two twos and a three. Shit. Fuck. Okay, I got one hit. It's one infantry.
I'm gonna finish one step.
I got one, two.
I got two.
Attack bombers defend at three.
Defend at three, yes.
Yeah. Two twos. Junkibus, a three. Hit. Comes fucked up here. And this is where the damage begins, people.
Two.
You got two of you.
I got three.
Fucking total three.
I can't believe how insignificant.
I wanted to kill everything. I couldn't believe I had one every fucking round. That sucked.
Because I do not see... Oh, hey.
Yeah, I did not take Hunan back. Yeah, we're fucking kicking ass over here.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I remember this. Yeah, she cleared the waters.
Yeah,
and
came in there.
Yeah, some answers, and you're going to put a factory there, I thought.
Yeah, right.
I could move my ACAC over.
You'll just give it to him, really. Switch.
Anyway, that's China's turn. Now it's UK's turn. China collects four plus
K's
six.
Turn.
They get $10.
Holy moly.
Okay, let's try to do a brief recap. Anyway, the first three rounds were total war now. Everybody's at war with everybody.
Two tickets to paradise?
Anyway, Ray, would you be so kind as to not be interrupted and give the people a recap of what the situation is right now in the world? Because I fucked it up, and I have a bunch of turns.
And now you've got to go?
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Here, bring this up so I can see it.
As it stands right now, China finished their move. UK is going. We kind of started in the middle of a turn here.
Sorry, thanks.
Here,
why isn't this...
UK's turn. UK is sitting with some bolts.
Shouldn't be like that.
They're not on the mainland in Germany at all.
This goes here where... Oh, you want
but they are working their way to take care of the opening
to
the Baltic.
Oh, are you doing China? Oh, yeah, last game. Oh, yeah, you.
That's right.
Anniversary, I was...
Sorry, stop talking. Let Ray talk. Can't talk over you.
The United States has totally moved to Africa, and they're holding the Rock of Gibraltar, therefore...
Wrong. We're on the other side.
No, you got both sides. You're holding.
Oh, I see.
You are holding. Small battles down south in Africa. These guys are cheating by collecting way too much money. The Japanese, the Imperial Japanese, fought off an invasion by China, leaving Japs with three fighters and Chinese with fighter, infantry, and artillery. The United States is sitting with two wounded battleships in my harbor, which is the Japanese water. But the Japanese have a huge fleet which will come back and whittle or remove the American. The Americans are gone.
Not yet, they're not.
Oh yes, they're gone.
Okay.
Anyways, as it stands over here, back home, Kind of. Except on the western side. Three subs in Hawaii.
6-4.
Battleship and a sub off of San Diego. The Aussies have developed an aircraft carrier with two fighters on board. Sitting at a seaport. And they've got another fleet consisting of two cargoes. Destroyer, cruiser, sub. Sitting at the Caroline Islands. What would you people do?
What would you do? You're going to crush that American fleet, which means the Japanese fleet's tied up for one more round, not taking islands. Which is good.
I was reading over those rules, some of the rules that you gave me.
Yeah.
You know, it was...
And, you know what? It said that transports may fire back at subs only.
Good. Where?
I thought, wow, that's a cool dimension.
The old game?
And one of the printouts you gave me like a lot of printouts, so I'm just reading through them. And this was 40 and 50.
Hmm. Want to put three guys in here?
You just do what you feel.
I thought you'd do that in non-con. Like
here, no, that's in pro-axis territory. I'm attacking it.
Hey. Oh, so I get three Italians guys. Or Germans.
Whatever you want.
How about one of each?
Offshore barrage, offshore barrage.
They're totally neutral. Whoever actually takes them over afterwards, even after I've shot them, if you kill me, they're still not yours until you actually move in non-combat.
Yeah, but look at
them. And then they become...
You should take a picture of
them. Yeah, shit, but I'm not going to. Then they would become the nationality of whoever it was that took them over. You don't get to pick who...
Right. Yeah, I would have to go in there to get the three guys back, and if I went in there with the whatever service I went in there with would take them over, right?
Right.
Anyways, that's kind of a cool idea, don't you think? Transports could fire back at subs only. But then you think, well, that's kind of weird. How can the transport in the middle of a battle just... You know, if anything, yeah. Transports should be able to fire at planes.
No, they fire nothing. Okay, you ready?
No, I don't agree with that.
Yeah. He's still doing his stuff over here? Yeah, okay, good. Just wanted to make sure you're doing that.
Yeah, I'm still
taking another one. I'm attacking you.
Where are you now over here?
Where am I? Good question. Siam. And I got an attack
over
there.
Oh, this is not there.
Yes. Oh. You moved from there. What are you doing?
Give me back an idea. Fucking leave him where he is. Nope. My land.
I can do what I want with it, lad.
Oh, I almost rolled dice, too. I'm coming in there with ones. Why would I do that? One, two, three. I got the bomber in as well.
Did you know that I developed invisible Akax? I have one on every territory that I have.
I'm sure.
That's a neat trick. Do we have any houses?
Britain Britain doesn't have one.
Okay, it's just America, I think. America. That's why I actually got two.
Sitting in the sinkhole right now.
All right, cock in the ass, you ready?
No, I don't think I'm quite ready.
That'll be gone.
Not you, that cock in the ass.
That will be gone. And that will be gone. That's all I can do this round.
You can't do anything this round. Except defend yourself. Ready?
I have to be fired.
Inside.
I have to be fired at by... Oh, that's good. That's the bullet.
Bad sign.
That's a great sign.
That's a four. Okay, I got four ones going into Siam and a four. Four ones, one four. Nice dichotomy. Yeah, one. And a four. Hit. Two. That's all I gotta kill.
That's all you got.
Yeah! Look at those guys. Like,
two hits. I'll take you guys up and I'll get one. Persia? Okay, I got three ones. And.
How appropriate is that?
Two threes and a four.
Junk.
Three ones. Nice.
All twos coming up.
Two threes.
Thirsty for their Guinness yet?
No, but the wire is going down fine. Oh yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah, one, two, three.
Two against one.
Got one.
Fucking killing me. I didn't have a single Guinness yesterday.
Oh, neither did I. I didn't have anything. Well, I did in the morning before I went to bed.
Okay, so I'm...
I heard this thing the other day. Actually, on Friday, they were talking about how to pour
Guinness.
And they say it's at a 45 degree angle. As fast as you can, but at a 45
That's
degree
That's right.
Angle.
So like it breathes.
Done it, like that.
It breathes.
Oh, it's just glug.
Let's try it.
Right in there.
Do you know what? I think...
That's a 90 degree angle.
No, the glass and everything's supposed to be at 45.
I'm like, he's doing 90.
Never seen them.
You know what? I did a slow climb. I went through all the degrees.
I don't know.
From Hoojacks to Dogans. You want to crush? I'm not crushing. If anybody wants to crush. I'll crush it.
Like this? Is this what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what they always say. That's the proper way.
It's supposed to make it 90 degrees.
No, it'd be 45 like this.
No, you'd have two 45s. A glass would be at a 45. And
no, that, you're taking away doing it that way. You got a 45 and pretty much a 90. Like this.
No, I meant to each other, though.
Well,
besides.
No, you don't want to.
If this is at a 45, and this is at a 45, you're at 90.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when you're pouring at 90.
Listen to, oh yeah, you're pouring at like...
You're pouring at 90.
Oh yeah. Hold the glass.
There, glass straight. Out, you hold the glass out it's 45. Straight up.
It goes up.
The glass, so it's now 45.
Another 45, yeah. But on the opposite side.
You were going there.
Oh, yeah. You guys are fucking talking about stupid shit.
I know, but it's stress-free. We really don't care.
Yes, that's what I was thinking here.
Of. Making a sign. Okay,
ready?
Back
I got an outdoor door there. I'm just coming into Norway from London. Side. I've got a two transports, and they're assisted by a cruiser and a battleship. So I've got two offshore berths. Three, this, four, this.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh. And on the ground, I've got two infantry, two artillery, a fighter, and a strat bomber. Or which category bomber is that?
That's a tactical bomber.
Tactical bomber, yeah, that's right.
So that's a four and that's 14. A three.
Oh, shit.
No two hits.
Three. And four. Hits.
So you only needed two of me.
No, I needed actually one of you, I think. How many were there?
Two.
Just two guys. Still?
After the offshore?
Oh, no, not after the offshore, you're right.
Oh, I didn't even hear
he
about
hit
the
you
offshore.
With an offshore. Oh, that there guy's dead now, too.
Did you hit it off?
Thanks, Duke. You know what? No, I didn't. You know what else I noticed, Dave? Looking what? Through your box. Oh, I needed one TAC bomber. Is that okay? Oh, is that fine?
If they're in that box, take them.
Fuck, man, you should keep them. You got some.
I got
some
enough.
I know, but you're going to break one. You're going to lose one. You're going to bend it,
well, then
snap
I'll
it.
Take it back from you.
You know what I mean? You guys,
hey,
so
listen,
much.
When we go up there, they're going to have that shit for sale.
Well, bring yours and sell it then.
Historical board game. No, I'm not selling my
not?
Shit.
You can fucking make money to...
No, listen. Historical board gaming is going to be there. It's being hosted by Field Marshal Games.
Ooh.
And they're going to have their shit for sale up there. So if you need stuff, you can grab stuff up there too.
Well...
Anyway, what we're talking about is the weekend in Oshawa, the 21st and 22nd. Field Marshal Games is having a gaming convention. There's a bunch of guys from AxisAndAllies.org that are planning on going up there. And we're going to go up there and play them and hopefully kick their asses. Hopefully not get our asses kicked, but either way, we're going to drink lots of beer and have a shit ton of fun.
And we'll learn quite a bit, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
There'll be so many different...
We've been playing against each other for so long, we can pretty much make each other's fucking moves. We know what's going on.
I can't.
And it's nice to play against new guys.
I try not to be able to make it. Okay.
These guys are all fucking super geniuses that eat, breathe, sleep, and fucking dream about Axis and Allies. So we're probably going to get schooled. But that's good. You learn new shit from new players. It's all fucking great.
Even the ones that beat you will learn from you.
Uh-huh. My planes are in Russia. Would you rather I didn't land my planes in Russia? We do have this American plane here anyway. But,
not if I get money for it.
Yeah, check your bonuses. It's screwed up by the American plane in Soviet Far East anyway.
Yeah, get out of there.
Okay, so...
Nothing in 125, which is only me.
Right, so these guys are going to land here instead.
Oh, I get $3 million for any piece
any
of land
access,
that's not mine.
That's right. Whoa, dude.
Allies or Russia?
No, just Russia. Just Russian. It's for the advance of communism. I think it reads any German, Italian, or pro-Axis...
Pro-Axis neutral territory.
Neutral territory that Russia owns.
Under Soviet control.
You get three bucks.
It does,
yeah. That one has changed a lot. A lot of people are arguing that it should also read as long as no Allied units are in red territories, which I happen to agree with.
Yeah, but they already have that dinging you.
Right, but you're not really promoting communism if you've got a stack of fucking U.S. planes sitting in Moscow protecting.
Yes, very true. Oh, I see the point that you're arguing. Yeah,
I
understand that.
That's the argument, and I happen to believe it, and I'm hoping it actually changes to that when it goes official, like 100% official. Which is not quite yet, but I don't imagine the rules will change much more before the game comes out. You guys should buy the fucking game, the new one, when it comes out. And we'll all have thousands of pieces. This game, Global.
I should buy Global?
Yeah.
My God, buddy, you know how many pieces I have? I've already given away a whole game.
160, yeah.
I must have had 2,000 pieces. I mean, including paper.
I could fucking laminate this board to this table. We'd never have to pick it up again. You could have one set up at your house. You could have one set up at your house.
You could have
one set up here. Well, you wouldn't even have to. Oh, I can't make it today. I'll phone all my moves in.
Yeah. Here's a slow scan. Ready? Get
That's
two guys.
Right.
Okay, there's fucking one scan.
We'll get Skype going. Video Skype. We'll all fucking. Oh, that'd be beautiful.
We could film us setting it up.
Film,
right? Film. Yeah. As if there's any film. We could record us setting it up, and then at the beginning, show it really, really fast motion. Yeah.
There's actually a
32.
I think it's on YouTube. There's a one of those, what do you call them? Like you're talking about, not stop motion, but time delay.
Time delay, yeah.
Time delay video of guys playing Global. And I think it's like 2 or 3 minutes long, and it's just...
Yeah, that'd be
crazy.
Cool.
I gotta find it and watch it. I never actually watched it. It was on a...
Putting your shit down or what?
A tweet. Oh, yeah. I just want to make sure I'm done all my non-con.
Are you? What are you doing down there in the islands?
I'm picking those guys back up and moving them up to here. I went down there, picked up the three guys in Malaya, and then came back and dropped them in Kwangzi.
What about that one down in 42? Did you do that in combat?
Yeah, that was a combat move.
No.
Oh, these guys. No, I non-commed him there to pick them up next round and bring them to the mainland. Because his boats, he's not going to be able to afford to bring transports down south and fuck with any of our shit because he's got to bring everything up here and kill the Americans. So we won't be using his transports unless he wants to leave them hanging with their dicks in the wind.
Germany looks fucked. They got a huge navy, sure, but...
Germany is spread out. They've got two big lumps, one in Romania and one in... Is that Poland? Poland one has tanks. The other one is mostly infantry and artillery. And the Russians have single infantry buffer states in front of them, but it's all their own territory. Germany has not come into Russia with any amount of force yet.
Yeah, but I've got a few tanks too.
Now it's Italy's turn, right?
I got
you have to own
tanks.
Both sides to enter the Baltic.
Yeah,
you can't come out.
You can't come out and we can't come in.
My subs can.
So you're safe.
If I had subs.
You're safe from us attacking you.
Yeah.
What did you buy down there?
Where?
In for your side.
I bought an Arden Imp down
there.
Place of my units.
I backed up in the South Africa there.
Right.
And put two
How many units
down
can you
place
there?
10.
Then I reloaded my transports up here and bought a fighter.
Oh, okay.
That's all I did.
You didn't buy any navy.
Because this is going to be a battle back and forth.
Yeah, you're just going to keep...
He can't come out, really. He can come with his planes, but I... Okay, go ahead.
He's not going to, yeah.
And it'll be back and forth trying to take this.
Yeah, you're going to put a factory there if you hold on to that?
I mean, he can keep coming over.
He
can come here with these guys. Soon he's going to run out of these lion guys here. I know he's got two transports. He's been taken from here, from Sweden.
Yeah.
He's been taken from Sweden already, and he didn't take from here, but he's got to use these two guys plus whatever he can carry now. Which is minimal because he's got this. Which this is going to weaken, so then hopefully maybe take both. I don't know.
This is brilliant for us.
This
is good.
No, it sucks that I have to own both sides to go through. Other game.
You don't want
to
go through yet. What you're doing is by taking Norway every round.
What are you talking about?
By taking Norway every round and keeping him from coming out, you're forcing him to spend money because he's going to have to bring units here to fight you.
Yeah.
So he can't come out. His navy's stuck in here. He might pick on you here, but
then his navy just gets smaller.
His navy gets smaller, right? You're forcing him to spend money here that's not being spent. Coming into Russia.
Well, that's what the plan the whole time,
yes,
right?
It's beautiful.
When we realized that all the Navy I had from the beginning, that was my plan, was to take
I think all our Guinnesses have settled, and we can
half done it.
Toast kicking the shit out of this fucking guy on the other side of the table.
Could be the
Cheers, boys.
Good on you.
40 Creek.
Surprising.
Oh, the black stuff is the best.
How big your German Navy is.
Did you see how much Val hated that beer?
He didn't like the Guinness. He had two
Every
sips.
Time he took a sip, he was like...
He didn't like it.
He hated it. I ended up drinking it.
I took a good slug out of it, and you finished.
I think
is that what happened?
Yeah.
I knew I reached for
some of it. I think too.
We might have passed it around. We all got each other's chlamydia now, or whatever. Okay, collect your money. And I'm going to collect mine and not forget this time.
I was just barely staggering.
I got 30 plus.
I don't know. Oh, if you were going through stages, at one point you were doing one of these.
Yeah. I know.
Where did that come 9:30 from?
Around 9:30, well, I was
whiskey's not good for motivating Ray.
All I remember is eating that chili, and that chili was so good.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I haven't even
thanked it. And it was cold. Yeah,
you had to eat it before it got cold. Before even I was done. After I had that first bowl, and then I had a second bowl, I was just sitting there like this. I was like, tired, just like instantly.
Oh, ready take for those bed. Guys off.
Oh,
and I got to find out. Can you move me up? Nobody goes down. I got a rack.
Did I move you up for that?
You moved me up for the other fight.
That's funny.
So what'd you go up?
32 I should be at.
Oh, sweet. We're just moving along together.
Yeah. So I'm going to take another $2.
Because at 9:30 I was like, holy fuck, I'm going to call Wendy. And then, like, before Wendy even showed up, I was like, fuck, I'm ready to go again.
No, I wasn't. I was happy to be
there. We were regretting calling her for 10 that week.
Could have went to 11.
No way, I was happy with that. I was tired.
Well, it worked out better.
So I was telling your dad, I took the Victory Cities and put them in the territories.
Yep.
Because our win is based on taking capitals. His wins are based on how many Victory Cities he's got. So they're in the cities that we own, and he's got them on his side in the box there for the Victory Cities that he owns. And when he takes them, he just take them off the board and put them over there. And when he's got 8, he wins.
Well, I'll tell you something. I don't remember anything about Italy.
We had a fleet.
I'm looking
here
at this and I'm going, where's all my shit? I had massive.
You know what? You forgot to scramble your fighters right from the get-go, and I think that kind of screwed you because I ended up getting lucky with the UK and taking out your Navy.
And also, I was telling your dad, next week we got to shut it down at 7. So if you guys think it'd be better if you guys just played over at Dad's house or wherever.
Shut it down at 7.
Yeah, I got a. WrestleMania's on.
2 weeks?
In
now?
2 weeks, yeah. April 1st, and I promised Victor we'd get it on pay-per-view and watch it, so it starts about 7:30. So
well, if you skip, it's a month.
Well, I'm not saying skip. If you guys want to play for a whole day, it'll have to be at your place. If you only want to play until 7,
oh, yeah,
we can
and then
play
you can
here.
Leave.
Yeah.
We can play...
you can keep playing here, but I got to go in there and watch the...
We can play Anniversary, you can split at 6:30.
We can do that. I just have to make sure I'm on the Allies side, and then the other guy can take over. It's up to you, or you two could play against each other. And
what are you going to do?
You're pretty much fucked, brother.
I'm doing just a tactical withdrawal.
Okay, which is the capital for?
This is
yes.
My capital. Mm-hmm. No, wrong.
I think so. Yeah, it's Rome.
How come the Rondells aren't bigger at the capital, you know?
Yeah, you're used to the old board with the gigantic painted Rondells on the
yes, it capitals. Looks fucking wicked. It's all good.
Well, step into the 21st century, bitch, because they're all the same size now. And we have to make our own blow-up boxes.
Yeah, but I love the idea. It's awesome.
It's a good idea. I'm gonna do that to the anniversary board. Put the colored
boxes. Hey, and you should maybe cut that...
Cut the scoreboard off of the bottom of the 42.
You could do that.
That's a good idea. Why didn't you mention that earlier?
And then flip it over, right? Flip it over. It'll be all white.
Yeah.
Tape it at the ends. There's your fucking...
No, I'm not going to flip it over.
Just flip it under the glass and then run exactly along this edge of glass.
Or else you could put magnet behind it and lose those.
I'm going to cut the circles off, flip that over, and set the scoreboard up. The big numbers from that game, I'll tape them.
Have it on a hinge so it comes out. And those
we just won't use the bottle caps.
Bring it up, twist it over.
Flip it over, screw it to the thing, glue the numbers on from the 42 poster, and... that'll be our new scoreboard.
How do you got that staying on right now?
I got a bunch of screws in the middle there.
17, 16.
They're not hitting a stud, though. They're just going.
Okay, well, this is the capital here, right? Is that correct? Even though this is the major factor
that's
here?
That's right. You got a minor in your capital and a major in the north.
I'm just going to play fair because I was going to be like, are you going to forget? But I'm going to be fair.
Well, the med's open. We can pour it in
we
now.
We're going in either one. You only have so much money.
This
you
could be your fucking life.
$12.
Please. Oh. Can I try again?
Almost 20.
Negative. What are you doing? Oh, he does have a laboratory for Italy.
Yeah.
Nice. Spent $10. The Italians are so small, and he fucking spends $10 on a
probably
laboratory.
Bought it first round.
No, I bought that first round.
With your first $10?
Yeah, just to and an infantry.
Jeez, why don't you waste all your money on frivolity?
Well, I chose to waste it in a different avenue, thank you.
How's that working out for you? You got any developments yet?
I'm kind of hating it.
What am I saying? We spent fucking 20 for America and we got radar. Like, what the fuck are we going to do with radar for America?
That's true.
You know what it is? It's an elimination of a stupid fucking development. Now they're all good from here on.
Yeah. The one you don't want.
We got the one we don't want. Right away.
What am I doing over there?
Got the disappointment out of the way in the beginning.
This is going to go back.
What do we want? We want improved shipyards. We want...
long-range aircraft.
Long-range
surface.
Fight in Japan. No, we don't have that. That's not on there.
Oh.
Heavy bombers is kind of crap in this game. Two dice, pick the best one. I mean, it's all right. But
your odds are doubled.
Yeah.
I like the original one.
I do not.
It's but improved shipyards, like, come on. $17 battleships.
Love it.
Subs for five bones. Oh, fuck, I love it.
Mary shit her pants on the sand.
Let a parson come and wipe her butt.
Well, come in rubber gland.
What the fuck is that? How many fucking infantry did you just buy?
Yeah. How many infantry did you just buy?
You using Germany's money? What the fuck?
What are you saying to me right now?
I think there was an Italian spy that broke into UK, fucked up all their money.
Is it the States?
Took 12 bucks.
I want to go right now.
States don't go for a long time. States will be last to go as
Anzac,
far as where we
purchase?
Started. Oh, shit. Anzac. That's me.
Oh, I forgot to move these guys back.
Oh, yeah, sure you did. You already placed.
You're too bad.
You're drunk. I'm going to die anyways. Look at the U.S. fucking buildup.
Anzac goes for Japan. I can put some more fucking sponges in the Japanese sea.
Where? With who?
With Anzac.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, bring him in, please. Come on, look what I got. Look at the flames and bombers.
Just let that carrier get there first.
I got like five bombers.
You should let that carrier get up with you.
Six, seven.
Fleet first.
Seven bombers, fucking nine planes.
The Americans will be gone. Oh. I got to do it now.
It's all
what
gone.
What are you going to do?
I'll have a
you
sub,
can't even run
a
away.
Destroyer and a cruiser
attack.
In there. No, I'm going to park them up here in non-com.
Can you? One, two,
you yeah. You lose 30 pounds.
Beautiful.
Pork in
nice
his wife.
Morgan.
Parking.
And I'll put him in Korea so he's got more guys to kill.
Oh,
so I need another transport down there.
What if he just says, don't, I'm going to go straight for Anzac?
Well, no, they'll all be here. Anzac's going to come from the Carolines. They got
just
a seaport.
Turn around and go the other way, take all his transports
take
and everything
my,
he
yeah,
can.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to head for there. He can't even reach. No, he can't do that. Just a floating fucking death navy.
Yeah.
For soaking heads.
Why not?
Yeah.
It helps with the U.S. anyway.
And $24. Buy another destroyer. Say $2.
Are always good.
Are you Jack or Ron?
Alright, there we go.
I'm Jack.
Union Jack. When we say Jack or Ron, what we're talking about is...
Union Jack for England.
We have the Union Jack painted on the bases of the Atlantic
yes.
side of the UK Empire. And we have the... Air Force Rondel, the yellow, blue, white, and red circles, concentric circles painted on the Pacific side guys. So we call them UK Ron, and we call the Union Jack guys UK Jack. That's what we're talking about. Okay, I'm saving $2 for Anzac. I'm buying that.
I'm sure that was for the listeners.
Yes, that was. We have to... We gotta... A lot of times we say, I'm going from here to here and this and that, and... We gotta remember that people don't know what the fuck here is. So I'm going to. I can move that guy from Shan State up into whatever this territory is, the beginning, the Yunnan, the part of the
Burma
Road. So I'm gonna do that. That's it. It's all non-com for Anzac. These guys are coming up here to help out the Americans soak up hits.
Where's here?
Soak up hits.
The Sea of Japan.
Sokopets.
Where the American Navy is located, and the guys on the Caroline Islands will be dropping off in Korea. Extra support. The Japs are going to have to come in there and kick ass. The Carolines, and prepare. This plane, where can he go? Maybe I should land him in the Philippines. He could land in Carolines. No, Philippines would be closer. Because it's got an air base. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and he could go up there. He can't reach there, can he? He can't reach Korea from Celebes. 1, 2, 3, no. There's no air base there either. No, he's going to come up to Philippines.
And then he can reach
Korea. Be ready for next round. Korea, yeah. So. If we have Korea, it will be a joy to attack from there.
If you refrain from having sex in the waters that surround Celebes, it would be celibacy.
Hey, we didn't do that.
Can't do it too late.
That is the British aircraft carrier and fighter.
Oh, yeah.
In the Italian Sea is convoy disrupting.
I didn't even move them. I thought they were his.
Oh, that's yours.
Why
oh, there you go. That's okay. They're convoy disrupting. Now, we discussed this earlier. The aircraft carrier doesn't roll any dice. The plane gets 2 dice. So you roll 2 dice. You're looking for 1, 2, or 3.
You can do
anything
six, ten.
Over 3 is a miss. Everything under is damage. Six. He fucking, that's perfect.
Maxed out. But who's that for?
That's Italy. Loses $6 of what they collected.
Well, that's stupid. You're taking money from yourself.
I think when you say stupid, yeah, you're mispronouncing the word awesome.
I mean, if he takes my capital over, he'll be getting $6 less.
Who cares what he gets? He'll have your capital.
And $6
and
less.
$6. Well, it doesn't matter. It's not like, I don't think we'd win that fight.
I don't know, man.
Well, it's pretty close. Let's just wait and see. What
10 units. I think there's.
How many offshores? You got one cruiser?
One cruiser.
And the fighters can reach? 1, 2, 3, 4. No, they can't.
I'm just grateful the money doesn't go directly to you.
Germany still hasn't walked into Bulgaria for fucking 4 extra infantry. What the fuck is that?
Well,
what are you doing, man?
I was drunk.
Oh, yeah.
Remember?
It's Val's fault that the Fourth Reich is...
That's right.
...suffering.
So he's an inside worker for
you're
the Russians.
You're surprised that a Russian came here and got Germany so drunk they forgot to take over Bulgaria.
That's probably happened somewhere in real life. Yeah. They met and they said, fuck.
That's right. Let them take our territory. We'll leave all kinds of vodka behind. And
actually,
just wait for night to fall and attack the fuck out of them.
Linda Hamilton played in this movie where she was in Russia. Well, anyways, they were both invaded. She came by, and she seen somebody with guns. And you know, usually you'd go, oh, no, like this. She went right up to them. Put that gun away. There's no guns on my property.
Oh, yeah.
Lady, I could shoot you in the face right now, you know?
No guns. Don't you see the sign out front?
Anyway, she convinced both...
When you came rolling in here, did you see the sign on my front lawn that said, carry your fucking gun?
No tanks.
You did. And do you know why you didn't see that sign? Because it ain't fucking there, because carrying guns on my property ain't allowed.
Now take your war elsewhere.
France is already...
Come on. France is out of the game already?
They're right here. I'm going to go take a point. I'm going to move over to here.
What are you doing? That's me.
Hey, get your fucking filthy hands off of the Frenchman.
It looks nice. I want to move it around.
Well, I am going to move around.
Yeah, move around.
I'm going to move this guy here and not move that guy.
That's a good idea.
Was it Francis
can't go anywhere anyways. You could go down here and help protect and live forever.
Protect what?
I think it's best to just wait there.
Yeah, I'm just waiting. No, I don't need to go over there.
I'm going to bring France back. This is going to go here
pull
eventually.
Back. Italy pulled back. All the They're way not around. Going for southern. What a fucking idiot.
What are you talking about? You got all these guys. I had those guys there. You can move up and...
Sweet, we can drop 3 tanks down there next round and
there you go.
Fuck
See?
You up.
Yeah, and then the tanks and the art and amps will be together when they get up to Kenya, or at least...
We'll take Egypt back.
Belgian Congo.
Okay, well, all of this...
Oh, yeah, with you guys coming from the...
is going into there.
Okay, is it Germany's turn?
Yeah, I've already made a move.
Your Guinness is getting warm over there, buddy.
No, it's not.
It's
maintaining
becoming vintage. Hey, why don't you wreck the joint? Yeah, don't bother with coasters. What's the point of coasters? Unless you make it twice as heavy as the drink?
It has to be made of cloth.
Yeah. No, cloth to pick it right up.
Oh, I see what you mean. It'd be heavy, yeah.
And that's a heavy one, too.
Why have a coaster if it just pulls and then runs?
Yeah.
Because, what the fuck? It runs all over the place. Better off just to let it...
Cork coasters are the best. They should have cork in them. Kark absorbs the water and doesn't fucking wow. suction to it until you lift it up, and then it drops and falls all over the fucking place. I spilled more beers.
Kark does not absorb water. What kark do you know absorbs water?
Doesn't it all absorb water?
I don't think so. Maybe if it's drilled little holes.
It's like a sponge, isn't it?
Kark?
No.
No. I have a kark heat. I have a thing that...
That's why they cork bottles with it.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Never mind.
It would see. But I mean, that cork is different
that's
because
Dave's
that cork,
moron
but
that,
not
for the
really
day.
Because waxed the cork board. Yeah, because the cork boards you use at your house will absorb
that's
water
right.
and
what
crumble
kind of
to nothing.
Fucking idiot.
But Mark. Cork is also layered with wax on the outside, which is
like samurai warriors. They wore cork because it was super light. It would take a hit.
Not yeah. an arrow.
A blunt hit. But it wouldn't take a piercing hit.
Well, it might take a sword.
It'd take a great hit. It's almost like hockey gear. They'd lay it like this.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're not throwing pucks at each other.
But it,
still.
I guess if you get your if you get a strike like this, and it's coming across your body with more... But if
it
they would've... go like this, it doesn't... You know,
it wouldn't,
still better gonna, than nothing.
It wouldn't really take a sword. But
better than this guy. Come on.
It would
dressed
take
in a tin can.
It would take a
it was
punch.
Light.
Yeah.
It they could move. It was quiet.
It would
made
take a
no
punch
noise.
Or a blunt force trauma.
And not only that,
yes.
it made you float. So they used
oh, yeah, because they didn't learn how to swim.
Big freaking...
Samurais don't know how to swim. Or they didn't generally learn how to swim. I don't think
well,
so.
No, but they'd still...
They'd condemn themselves to the sea. If they went in the water, they're dead. Most of them. Look at that.
And they all come to Niagara Falls to look.
Yeah. You want to learn about Japanese culture and history from the samurai times, read the book Shogun. It's a big fucking...
Yeah,
book.
I
James Clavell? Fuck
yes.
His best book. Amazing book, Shogun.
Well, when I was into the game Shogun, I kind of read a lot of stuff about that stuff, and I found that amazing that kark was utilized so much. It was so easy. And fuck, you can hit kark, man. You know, that's what hockey players should be wearing, kark instead of plastic.
Yeah, there'd be less fucking concussions, probably.
Yeah, oh yeah, fuck.
So Sid the Kid's back.
Oh my god, him and Malkin. The guy's falling down. He's way the fuck like this. He sees Malkin way over on the other side. Fling straight across through everybody. Whack! One-timer. Fucking goalie is like, oh, way behind that one. Unbelievable.
I don't know. Well, I do know.
If Malkin falls into the shadows, it's no good.
Yeah. You play. Well, he's kept that team floating while Crosby's
fucking
been hurt.
Shadows of Mario out there.
He's been really good. Toronto's kind of fucking lost the chance to get in, and Buffalo
they're not a contender.
Has had
Buffalo.
Such a shitty
fucking
week.
Just yeah, but they're climbing the stats even in the
not
roster.
Anymore. You know what happened to them Monday? They played Montreal. They were winning 3-2. Yeah. 1 second left, they let a goal in.
You know what happens is
tie game, and then they won it in overtime.
Teams that are playing for nothing now that are not contending.
They're spoilers.
They're spoilers.
Like
that
Montreal.
Happened last night with Ottawa.
And what business has Montreal got
Ottawa,
fucking beating Buffalo?
Ottawa got beat by Toronto last night, like 3-1. They scored finally in the last minute or something.
But okay, so that was Monday. Wednesday, Buffalo played. Fuck, who did they play? Anyway, they played somebody else. Gave up a goal with 0.7 seconds left to tie. Lost it in the shootout against some team from the south. Last night...
Columbus?
There was nothing in the third period. No last-second fucking goal, but it went into a shootout. They lost to Florida last night in the shootout.
There's a lot of shootouts last night.
But two games in a row, they gave up a goal with a second or less. To tie,
I understand
to tie
what you're saying, but what I'm talking about is they were like here.
They have climbed.
They were in, oh my God, they've climbed
but
like crazy.
They've had the worst luck week.
Jeremy, what are you doing?
They still got 4 points, but...
Talking to him about
they should have had six. Yeah, I shouldn't be talking to him during Germany's turn.
Now he's going to give me shit for taking forever.
Yeah, what the fuck is your problem, man? Why are you still going?
You're an enabler.
Just go, that's it. Germany loses their turn, Russia, go.
See, that's why Stalin had to have steadfastness, because... Germany just fucking took too time.
Germany should have never, never attacked Russia.
It's on. Well, actually, Russia was not even unionized with these guys before.
Oh, no, they were the bad guys. The Allies were going to come and fight the Russians in Finland.
Yeah. Germany ended up taking over Norway and making a training air base out of it because it was useless up there.
It is the 62nd anniversary. A couple of days ago was the 62nd anniversary of Finland conceding the war to Russia. They gave them a certain amount of land. One of the Russian generals looked over the maps of what they conquered of Finland and he said, good, we won just about enough territory to bury our dead. They lost a lot of guys in Finland.
Holy fuck.
Don't forget your Russian sub there in 125.
Yeah.
I don't know what you want to do with them, but you could move them down into a convoy zone there.
He was in a convoy.
Down into 105. Yeah. Well, yeah, when he had that. Yeah. But down to 105, he could do some damage forever because there's no way there's an allied... Well, he does have a factory there. He could put naval units outside of there. But I don't think he's going to spend money on a destroyer for there and get fucking crushed. Well, he does have his subs, though, but the subs won't hurt you. Oh, shit. Okay, Britain, UK, Jack. Ray, you've got convoy disruptions there.
Yeah.
You can disrupt up to three, so you got to roll those dice. You get
where
four dice.
Where I used
dice.
To live. That's Halifax. That's hitting Halifax with friggin' subs.
So Britain's going to have to put some money back, but you're going to have to roll four dice. You get two dice per sub. You can do up to three damage because you're touching Nova Scotia and Quebec.
Should I do that right now?
Yeah, roll four dice. You're looking for three or less. There you go. You got enough. Three. You got to get $3 back.
At this convention coming up,
I don't think
there's going to be too many people more into this than what we are, really.
Come on, are you high?
They have time.
We got a guy, okay.
They have time. We, for the three of us to get together, we're on different schedules, different lives. We'd be, if we could.
Let me tell you about one guy in particular. His name is Gargantua on the Axis and Allies forums, on the Larry Harris forums. On all the forums, his name's Gargantua. He is flying in from British Columbia. He's going to be in full uniform. He's bringing a bottle of Pirate, which is $100 rum, he says. I never even heard of Pirate.
This guy will be awesome. This guy will be awesome.
He's fucking crazy, going crazy for this fucking weekend. He's one of the guys that's going to be going back and forth to Scarborough playing there at Young Grasshopper's house. I don't know any of these guys. I just talked to them on the forum.
Is that right? Hey, that's cool.
They're fucking really looking forward to it. You guys got to fucking pull every string you got.
If those guys right there walk through this door right here, I bet you this is all they
would
need.
They love this table. They love this table.
Absolutely love it.
I'd love to have them here.
Wait until the rope lights go in, which I'm going to buy eventually for my own.
They do need to go in.
You get the rope lights. What Ray's talking about is my table has a sunken in spot for where we put all of our units, and it's
framed.
Kind of underneath.
It's framed with
the actual map. Half of it is underneath the map, and what he wants to do is put rope lights underneath the board so that it's lit up because it's kind of dark with the unit boxes underneath. Put a little Christmas lights underneath there so that we can see
the LED, the small thin ones.
Yeah, it'll be
so
good.
Your cards will fly, go back and forth, and we'll fuck up your.
We'll
trip.
Get black light, and we'll fucking print everything in black and white, and it will fuck.
No, then you'll see your fingerprints, and you'll constantly be clean.
Oh, that's right.
You'll see your fingerprints and say, "Fuck! Don't ever eat chips and play my game again." I will kill you. Okay, this right here is simply coming into this right here.
He's attacking the Russian Navy.
Because I can't come out.
And he's not going after Norway. You know what that means? You can take Denmark next time and come through. Go ahead, Ray, sorry.
Yes, I've already thought about that.
So you're taking your big purple pawn, which consists of what do you got over there?
Well, there's no hits on two battleships, cruiser, two carriers, two planes, and a destroyer.
Right.
And unfortunately, my subs cannot reach, so my destroyer is just merely a two or less.
Yeah, and he's attacking C-Zone 14, which has a Soviet aircraft carrier with a TAC and a fighter.
That would be the Central Baltic Sea.
Two cruisers. So he's probably going to wipe that shit out, and we're going to make that German Navy smaller than it is right now. He's got a couple of fighters in Germany. What's he going to do with those?
Well, I'm thinking that they might come in on the help. However, I could leapfrog you, take out that transport for free. Was that a transport?
No, there's no transport there. It's a sub and a destroyer.
It's a sub and a destroyer.
What are you doing with your main forces there?
I don't know. I'm doing all the small stuff here first because I... Now, Bulgaria is non-combat section, right?
Mm-hmm. So you do that in non-com.
Yeah. I'm going to just put this right there for a reminder.
Well, it's not like these are big decisions because you're going against either two infantry or one infantry in any of the fights that you choose to take.
What are you doing? What is
Shut
your
up.
Big decision?
Yeah, Germany, come on.
What is your big decision here?
You got Army Group He's North and you've got Army Group South.
He's looking at turn order now.
You can turn them all into Army Group Center, or you can split them up and send them in different directions.
Put them all into one and I'll be screwed. Just in case this came in.
Bessarabia is the worst fucking territory. It's not even worth anything.
I know, you have to fight for nothing.
Well, you gotta protect the cock a little bit.
To get into position to fight.
Hello, Victor. You going to Scott's?
Yeah.
Nice. Alright, have a good time, pal.
That's a sweet shirt he's got.
I didn't see it. What was it?
Donkey Kong.
Oh, it's Donkey Kong shirt. He loves it. Kid's got style. Except for the black socks and the running shoes. He's preparing to be an old Canadian in Florida.
Zach's got a few Marvel shirts.
Zach's got a few black Marvel socks and sandals, you can tell. Where are you from, Ontario? Yep, how'd you guess? Well, you're fucking pasty white, you're wearing shorts and it's the middle of winter, and you're wearing black socks and sandals.
That's hilarious.
Oh.
You can tell a Canadian when it's February and they're walking around in shorts and no shirt.
Hey, this is my capital.
The Floridians fucking go. They hate
Is this my capital?
Glad you're gabbing geek.
Oh, these beers are going down too quick. It's been a long time since we drank out of bottles.
I haven't drank from a bottle in forever. You can get a can of that bottle's delicious.
Wow, they're much nicer. It tastes better. But the cans are so easy to crush and bring back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one of the big bags from the LCBO, I filled it, is about 60 cans. So like crushing tall boys.
Hey, why don't you wreck South Africa? You gotta roll dice to do that, okay?
I'm sitting pretty there, and you just crushed it.
I know.
And you put one infantry back.
South Africa is the bane of the gut in the Axis and Allies games.
It is, that's what it is.
You can't lean over the table without knocking over the fucking...
I should be here.
South Africans.
Actually, I should not be. I should be right.
That's right. There you go. We either need thinner players
Well, you know what? I'm coming into this.
A wider table.
Germany.
We need a thinner Axis player.
Yeah. Bone rack, please.
Yeah. Everybody else, like I told you, I put that poll up there on one of the websites, and everybody else plays the other way around. With the Allies at the South Pole and the Axis at the North Pole.
That's stupid.
I don't know if it is.
That's stupid.
Most of the Axis action is in the North.
That is irrelevant. It is more of a challenge. First of all, it's more of a challenge to play the game upside down. We should all be playing on one side, really, is the way you're supposed to do it.
Yeah.
But...
it's funner to have the enemy on the other side of the table.
And there's a disadvantage. You're on the north, and you're kind of upside down in the world, and really, you guys have an advantage anyways. You're going to win eventually.
Yeah.
Unless... that's why in Axis and Allies, the original, if you accumulate $84 of income...
Economic victory.
It's called an economic victory.
Economic victory conditions would be good for global, because sometimes you get...
tons of cash,
the
but not in the right position.
So big, but doesn't have the victory cities.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. There's people that are... there's a forum...
okay, I just took off two guys. I want two guys.
It's kind of... comes down to...
yeah, there's a forum thread on accessandallies.org right now saying, when do you play till? How long do you play? Or, you know...
12 to 12.
And a lot of guys say, I play until every Axis piece is off the board.
Oh my God, that's
the other way around.
You know what, I'd be bored, I'd be, you know.
As the Allies.
As the Axis, you're sitting there with fucking two territories left and the guy wants to still play, like, come on, the game's over, you little. But the victory cities, I don't know if they really work that well in this game.
Well, no, because
my objective... it's so fucking hard for Germany to take all of Russia, all three Russian territories.
Yeah, you should see my fucking shibby over here, I need... oh, you get $5 if you wipe out Russia. Come on, I should get more than $5.
Yeah, like, look at where this one sits.
Moscow, if Russia just plays conservative and buys infantry, you could kill like 50 fucking guys in Moscow to take that last city. And you almost have to take London because you'll never get Moscow. And it's hard to take London, you know? Like,
it's fucking tough to take London. London has to be taken on an accident. Like, I've lost London twice.
It has to be the Allies player fucking
you lost London.
I'll never lose London.
You lost London.
Oh, yeah, I have, yes. 42 when we first played with Dan.
Oh, that paratrooper game, too.
And was it an accident?
Yeah. That was not used to the board. It was the first time playing on 42.
That was the first time we played that game.
I was like, oh.
I hate that. Okay, ready? That's all the combat I'm going to do, boys. I don't think I'm going to go anywhere else. I've got shibby that's going on.
But I mean,
I have a few tiny little fights
think that
here.
You're okay.
The Americans can usually take it right back. It's almost pointless to take.
Oh, coming into here. That's what it was.
Bessarabia. You got one die there, Monty.
I put that in the wrong spot. Where I had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, here. Right here. I have to come into here, unfortunately. So I'll come in with 2 guys and an artillery.
Yeah, but we still have to take 2. Oh, he wants you to come out and then he wants to hit you. I don't know. That's kind of dumb. I'd bring everybody in. Oh, I see. He wants to get the reinforcements from Bulgaria first, maybe.
Wait a minute.
Just one? Just 1 minute?
Yeah, just 1 minute.
I wish we had a fucking timer for this game.
Yeah, I know. Wrong. It's already done.
Germany's so hard, though. You really have to spend a lot of time thinking out Germany.
And just that. That's it. Let's...
You get a little less time than you use, but... Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
We talked about hockey.
Blame it on us. Yeah, that's right.
So don't talk to me. Just let me play.
Okay.
All right. There we go. Ready? I'm going to start off with this little piddly one here. 2 ones and 2 twos up in the Baltic States.
Maybe I won't want to.
2 ones.
Play something. Let's see what I look like.
And
you missed. You got 2 twos there. In the Baltic States.
Yes.
Fuck. Start over. You want to retreat?
Yep. I would like to retreat 1 guy, please.
2 ones. Got one. 2 twos. Got one. 3 hits. 2 guys.
Nothing.
Fuck. Mark the board there, Germany.
I got you.
I think you get 1 point for that one. Yes. Rondell that bitch and take your dollar.
This little jobby right here.
I'm taking all 3.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Look at that. 2 ones and a 2. And rondelling that.
He's pulling.
Yes. My wall is getting thinner. Your crane is getting larger.
Another dollar.
I have a 1 and 2 twos. 1. Then 2 of the board that shouldn't count. 2 twos. Yes.
Finally.
Hey, you hit on the good one.
No one's worth nothing. You still got a rondelle it, though.
2 fighters on the Hoojack.
The Russian Navy.
Yes. Oh, yes! Fucking makes such a big difference. And now the again, big one. Which is, they attack at a 1, right? Aircraft carriers?
I don't think they have anything.
Do they have an attack? Should attack, man. Fuck.
It'll say on your thing there. I think they don't attack in this game. Or maybe they attack at 1.
No attack.
No attack for you.
No attack. That's weak for a carrier. 1 and 3, I like.
You have 2, 3, 3, 2.
2. Oh, yes.
Pretty strong.
3 threes. 3 threes. Not really that big.
Yeah. 2. Nothing changes as far as accompanying each other on defense, right? Like it all stays.
No. The tech defends at 3 and the fighter defends at 4. Yep. Yeah.
And a 4.
Oh. And you get it 3 times. And you can take a hit on the aircraft carrier.
Well, you can land Voberg. Oh no, you can't. You gotta land somewhere adjacent. We got a two.
Two, a three, and a four.
Miss. Three threes.
You took the attack out?
Got one.
Yeah, yeah.
Two.
Three, so four.
Three and a four. Four. If he retreats, it'll be
three threes. Yeah. All three are ones.
Two.
Really?
And a four.
Come on,
four.
Fucker.
I know. Four finally hits.
Finally, the fucking.
Holy! Fire. Now you're doing damage.
Yeah, now I actually killed someone.
Yep.
What'd you take?
Cruiser.
Oh, nice. Okay. Ooh, that's a nice ripe little fucking piece of target practice over there now.
I don't know, man.
Should I do it with the way to land? Aircraft carriers can still land if you hit them. You can take hits on them like crazy.
What I can do is buy a buttload of fucking uni bags.
Uni bags are useful.
Uni bags.
You know what else is useful?
I need another beer.
More beers, yes. How's yours?
Needing.
I could use one.
It's lagging, if you will.
What do you want there, Mr. Man?
I'll take your Ghoster.
Ghoster?
Please, you Ghoster, your Ghoster.
And your kosher brochure about Ghoster. Here you go, sir. This guy's going into Bulgaria, and four guys come up?
Yes.
That gives me five. Beautiful. Rondo, and it's worth one. This is not a bad round.
I think you did okay there. It's still...
Well, I left myself a little weak.
Fiddly dinking, but yeah, if you'd have come forth with all of those guys in Poland or all of those guys in Romania, they'd be sitting there ready to be attacked. And I think you're waiting for him to attack you so you can punch him with... knock out his main force.
I would have a better position when I was done. Even if I lost the battle, then I'd be in a better position.
You're playing the same game with him.
Kind of.
Putting a couple of guys out just as blockers.
See whoever goes for it, you know?
Because whoever goes first is going to be the one that loses, probably.
He has to have something behind that to replace it next round.
Yeah, and he just can't do it because all of his factories up front are miners.
Basically, I've moved my Hoojack into a hitting...
Alright,
he hasn't placed units yet. What's going on, pal?
Yeah,
that is a cool shirt.
Not home?
Yeah.
That's what I told you to check earlier, dude.
I couldn't.
Why, because you were too lazy?
Yeah.
Nah.
I have money.
What do you want to get?
Ice cream.
From the store? Alright, but you're going to have to get me something, too.
Okay.
I need a bag of ice. We're not going to get whiskey today.
How do I get a bag of ice
online? You tell the lady you need a bag of ice. Oh, it's in the freezer with the ice cream. Don't go anywhere yet. You guys want sausages?
Hmm?
Pepperettes?
I wouldn't mind one.
Okay, get three hot pepperettes.
Okay.
And bag a bag of ice. Okay. Three hot pepperettes and a bag of ice.
Man, what are you doing? Shut up, I'm under pressure.
Unbelievable.
Still non-coming.
Kissed him here.
The Red Skull coming forward into Poland. Oh.
You dirty rat.
Army north is heading south. He's looking at the smaller army. He doesn't want Leningrad first. You gonna help out Italy with those tanks?
Look at this fucking...
I'm just glad. I checked the weather 2 days ago on my phone, and it said thunderstorms Sunday and Monday, and I thought, fuck, it's gonna drip on Ray. And,
well, it does, slower.
It does drip right there, kind of right near where that power bar is attached.
Perfect. Beautiful.
And, yeah, oh, fuck. I never even thought about that when I put that power bar there, but that's where it drips. I got to do the roof this summer.
What, right down along this wall?
See the plastic above the...
Down
the plastic and drips right on the power bar. Bad.
Well, you got a nice loop. It won't make it back to you.
Yeah, no, it'll come down the fucking power line and
drip on my bar
in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
We're
nice fucked.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to move my transport chips. Fuck!
Have you placed units, my friend?
I did, please.
I did, but I didn't collect... So therefore,
it doesn't matter. There's phases in this game, you know.
But I never said that I was done.
You fucking freak! It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. That's why I left him there.
What the Rock says. We were trying to figure out if you could get a sub through the Baltic Strait, but I don't think you can. Like a sub can go through the Gibraltar Strait without owning both sides. And that's it.
Well, you've always told us we're not allowed except just subs.
Yeah, but I think a sub can go through
the
Gibraltar Strait.
No, I'm talking...
But maybe the Baltic Strait, I'm not sure. That's why I'm going to look it up.
Well, that's the way we've been playing it.
I don't think we've ever brought a sub through there.
Germany's objectives are way out of reach.
It's very hard to take all of Russia. You got to fucking get a massive force. It's almost worthwhile to just go full on, full bore, right off the bat into Russia.
Oh, I know.
Before they can build up defense.
But that doesn't give you time as a German player
to get to build up. Yeah. It's tough being the Axis.
I know, but I do enjoy the challenge, and it just takes me a long time, especially since there's so many. I have to look through all your moves. I have to look through British moves. I have to figure out what would happen on both sides.
Yeah, there's never any penalty for Russia attacking Japan. I don't know if you want to do that, though.
19, 20. I've got 20. I've got 21s.
You're rolling 21s, and he's got a stack of 17 twos. 21s against 17 twos is not going to cut it.
No. All right, then.
You're better off holding your...
G round?
Tactical withdrawal. Right in the center. That red square. Oh, you're reading.
No, go ahead. Go ahead, I'm listening.
I wanted to tell you that...
I got two eyes and two ears. You can talk and I can read.
Okay. There is, at Red Square, there's a giant coin on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That is called 0 kilometers. Every road in Russia is named according to that gold coin back in Moscow on the ground. So if you say, I am west 1,500 kilometers, you are 1,500 kilometers west of that gold coin.
Right.
Don't you think that's an amazing way? People say, well, how far is it from... well, their answer is, it's 1,700 from the coin. Well, that doesn't tell me. Well, yeah, I guess it does. It
tells you everything.
So that's kind of cool, eh? Anyways, what you do is you stand on the coin, you take turns, right? It's a giant ring of people.
Okay, I'm ready to roll.
A giant ring of people stand around this coin.
I've got a sneak attack, too, on your fucking Jack. I missed.
And you wait your turn. And you go up, and you stand on the coin, and you take a ruble, and throw it over your shoulder. You make a wish and throw it over your shoulder. And that's their wishing well. Well, when you throw it over their shoulders, there's young boys and old women battling to grab this coin. You should see how these old women battle off these young little fucking badgers. I'm telling you, they open their legs as wide as they can, so they can't get, and they quickly try to straddle it, so they can't get an arm in, and their arm is down, just grab it. It's amazing. they fight them off with their calves. They see the boy coming in, they put their foot out immediately. It goes out like this, in the path of where the kid's coming. It's hilarious.
I missed, yes.
Where are you?
Right here.
What are you doing?
With the sneak attack, trying to kill something. There.
Yeah, we're fighting a warrior. You're telling stories about old women.
Yeah, you guys are slow. Here we go. I don't even know what to roll first.
Whatever you want.
Well, I can't.
You got two twos and two fours.
Two twos and two fours. Just barely hit you.
Okay, I just looked it up. The only thing a sub can go through without owning both sides is the Straits of Gibraltar.
Ah, nice kill, Morgan.
Didn't see that coming.
You cannot send a sub through the Danish Straits.
Well, you know what that means.
Fuck around.
Holy suck out loud.
Rolling such high dice. Two twos.
High dice.
Holy moly. Four, fives, and sixes. Everywhere. It's ridiculous.
I could have whittled. Oh.
Could have whittled, didn't
you? Danke.
Thank you.
Spasiba.
Spasiba.
Gracias.
Oh,
and, arigato. Oh, got one.
That's a nice pull.
They're not arigato. Well, how do you say thank you in Japanese?
Domo arigato.
Oh, arigato, yes.
Or just arigato. Yes. Well, domo arigato gozaimashita, which is very formal.
Four. What'd you get?
Four ones. I got nothing. Four ones.
Good two.
Russia, spasiba.
Yeah. Danke, gracias.
Spasiba bolshoya. That's many things. Big thanks.
Two twos. Holy fuck, I've rolled like 20 dice.
Well,
Yeah, but that's probably not, like, if you said that to somebody in Moscow,
you know, turn your nose
you
up
don't even all that, speak Russian.
That's peasant kitchen go. Talk.
Yeah,
go.
I'm gonna piss.
Because the world is round. I got one dice. I got one hit.
Okay. You got a hit here. I can't believe this.
Can't believe it. I'm losing to a rock.
3-1.
And he looks right at the camera like a big dummy.
Perfect,
up.
Dude.
Yeah.
Take these. Come on.
They must have laughed when they made that movie. He's hilarious. How many did you get me last time?
Nothing. I've
you
got
haven't
you
hit
nothing.
Anything?
This is like the fourth round.
Holy moly. Well, I got one again. Can you kill four guys?
No, this is... I brought in three extra guys and you killed them all.
Well, you better start rolling now. Your odds are with you now.
No,
you can't fuck up again. Yeah, you'll probably get three this time.
All right, 2-1s. 5 and a 6. 2-2s. Got one.
How can you say 3-1s and then get a 5 and a 6?
No, you only, 2-1s.
Oh, okay. I thought you said 3-1s. I got one. How many'd you get? Just one. Holy.
Got a 1-2.
How this beetle stuff? You don't hear this often.
1-2. Come on.
Nothing. Down to 3. 3-2s. Nothing.
1. Yeah. 2-2s. Got 2 here this time.
I got none. Please don't leave me alone.
I can't believe I'm actually going
to
win this.
I'm losing to a rock.
I can't believe it. I'm losing to a rock. Yeah, that's hilarious. What's his name? Good.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Dangerfield, yeah.
None again? Oh, wait, no. You just took 2.
I got nothing.
I got a 2.
I got nothing. You got 2.
Oh, miss again.
What?
Hey, this is the longest drawn up. Okay.
2-2s, miss.
Hit.
I got 2-2s. Hit.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
You don't even hit again.
You don't even know
what happened.
I came in with them. We rolled about fucking 7
rounds.
Well,
you'll hear how many.
Yeah. We rolled about 7 rounds.
No hit.
I missed nothing for 4 rounds.
Four rounds.
I missed. I missed everything.
Two. I missed 2 out of that.
And he kept going 1-1-1, and he shaved me down to like 2-1s and 2-2s versus 4-2s, which I thought about going in with at the beginning, and then I was like, no. And I brought in 3 extra guys or 5 extra guys or something.
Wow.
Five extra guys.
I know, but we each
rolling 5-1s and 2-2s
so
against 4-2s, and I've got I got an artillery left.
So you lost a lot of guys.
And I. Yeah, but it took forever to lose.
You still got your tanks back there.
Anyways, we also...
Because all I could reach was with this, unless I wanted the tanks, but I don't want to move those tanks.
What are you doing?
2 extra bucks. That's 5 extra bucks. That would have given you one of your bonuses. $3.
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I didn't even think of that.
Nice. Nice Gilmore.
Yeah, Bristol.
Oh, that is so delicious.
I don't know
if the
Brits can afford to leave Finland.
You know what? I think Gösser might be my favorite beer.
I don't really like it.
Keep bringing guys into Finland.
Please don't roll anyone. Please. I almost need 2 chairs.
I've got 12.
This board is so big. I need to call a taxi. Can I get a taxi from Germany's position to Japanese position, please?
I've got 12 too.
Look, all my shit's down there now.
1, 2, 3. I got 3 times. Just
what
I need.
What are you doing?
Oh, this one's leaning. I need to roll it again.
You sure do. What's the 6?
I got 4 here.
Oh, good tune. On my 4 guys, you got all of me?
You only have 3.
Oh, that was the rondel. Hiding behind the peg. I'm not scared of dying.
I don't want to take anything off, so...
I lost.
So long. Good. All right. Thank you for accommodating the Soviets.
Prick. I'll just take this one. It's amazing cool in here, eh?
Yeah. Boiling. It's not.
It is.
Boiling.
It's hot out there. I bet you when you're walking.
Pants to
take your sweater off.
Ready?
Two full. Anyways. Oh,
okay. It's so, beautiful in here. I'm ready to drop to a t-shirt.
No, that's why I'm going to switch. Obviously, I'm not going to wear all the way playing football.
Yeah. Put the shorts on.
Be a good Tide commercial.
Come home covered in blood.
All right. Dressed in red and white.
Come home covered in blood every fucking night, anyway.
Bloody.
Whether if I got the healthy on me or I beat the hell out of someone else.
Why do you keep hitting me?
Good going, Dad.
Last week, this kid's got a black guy. In the morning, we have breakfast. We're like, he's got a black eye. We're like, oh, where'd you get that? Oh, I don't know. I think I fell when I got up to go to the bathroom. Yeah.
Sure, Nick, I fell.
Miss.
I found outside from when me and my buddy were play fighting.
Oh, you figured out how you got your black eye?
Yeah,
took a little time.
Probably an elbow.
I had to think about a story for a while. Yeah, we know.
No, I already told Tanya that we were at the dinner table and you got all...
Hit one.
Yeah. Grrr. Just like, no, I think I got it from my buddy.
He got a blanket in here for you. Get your shit on your own side of the table.
What are you doing?
John's going to be coming in. He's just going to get
here. John's coming?
Yeah. Right, he likes to hang out, drink beer, and learn how to play the game.
You got me?
One.
Right, well, I still got...
Okay.
Where are we? You still got two twos.
I still got two twos.
Right. Yeah, come on, seven. Miss. We'll eat at seven. We got, for dinner, we got gumbo and Irish soda bread.
One.
Yeah.
Two twos.
I'll probably grab something to eat
from
here, too.
Yeah, grab some lunch or something. Oh
my goodness. What is there to, for lunch?
Just make a sandwich or whatever. I didn't make lunch.
Save me?
I made breakfast. No, there isn't.
You just did the same battle I did, had you?
I don't want a
peanut butter sandwich. All we're doing is poking around in
the front. Take you 2 minutes to make some ramen noodles. Or Mr. Noodle or whatever you want to call them. Help yourself. I made breakfast, I made dinner, and I'm not making lunch.
And you made lunches for tomorrow, too.
No, I didn't do that yet. I'll let Tanya do it. She'll be more than happy to. I made sure she's in her beer. The Russians and Mongolia have now come to a consolidated position.
I got to show you the phone I had. Well, for $35.
Same one that...
screen?
Yeah, that one didn't.
All right, man. Just try not to come home with any broken bones.
Just blood?
Broken skin's fine. Broken bones, not fine.
What about finger?
No, that's a bone. Don't break that. You need your fingers for the rest of your life. You're going to break a bone, break your leg.
Alright.
Don't need your
legs. I need my legs to walk.
Or your ribs. Yeah, but those will heal and you'll be able to be, you know, contributing member of society. You break your fingers and you're screwed.
Baby finger beer. Have just a little thing flopping around.
Use your hands for so much.
I know. Did you break your leg? Well, I guess it depends.
The last thing on my body I'd want to lose is my eyes. Next would be my hands. The first thing...
You gonna break into a Cat Stevens song?
No. I'm saying... I love that song, though.
If I ever...
The first thing I would sacrifice is my hearing.
You're talking to me and it's my turn.
If I went deaf...
Oh, that would suck. But you'd have your...
I fucking love being deaf.
Well, you'd know all
the
songs.
Be the greatest fucking thing in the world.
Hey, asshole.
Nothing.
Say whatever you want. I don't
exactly.
care.
I
mean,
care.
Say whatever you want.
Yeah, you give them the hand signals.
Yeah.
I know how to speak sign language. It was middle finger, and that's all you
probably have
know.
A fucking another way, eh?
No, it's this. This is fuck you. That's the middle finger. The index finger up. One more beer. That's all I need to know for sign language. Oh, the Russian flicking the throat. I'll get the tattoo. I'll get a tattoo of a Jameson on one side and a Guinness on the other. Flick the Jameson. Take a Guinness. Oh, no, Jameson.
Yeah. Hey, bartender, come down here.
He said, what you want?
I want one bourbon, one and one. That'd be great.
Because even going deaf now, I could still talk. I'd probably sound like a moron, but I wouldn't know it.
Yeah, you would. No, you wouldn't. That's right.
I'd have a general idea of what I was saying. It might not come out proper, but...
How about smell?
I could go without smell. It wouldn't matter too much. taste. Okay. But how do you lose your sense of taste? You just don't.
Well,
it's not something you can choose to sacrifice.
I'm sure that if you gargled with bleach.
Yeah, if you quit smoking, they say you taste stuff better. But
if you gargled with bleach, you might not be able to taste a lime for a while.
Right, but I'm not saying voluntarily. It's not like there's a mobster with a gun to my head. Pick a sense.
6 cents.
Yeah. It'd suck
me. Don't get me laughing. It's getting hot in here.
It'd suck me in death, but I would hate being blind. I think I'd probably kill myself if I went blind.
Oh, my God.
But I could lose my legs. Wouldn't bother me. I could lose my fucking...
There's no braille head. You'd have to feel your dice. That's a 5.
No, I'm not mad. Everything's on computers now.
How come since I've got blind, I never win at Axis and Allies anymore?
Yeah.
Well, you keep rolling 4s.
Every time.
It feels like a 2. Well, turn it.
Oh, yeah, it's a 4.
They're all 4s. There's one dent in the middle. Do you feel the corners? Oh, yeah, it's a 5. Like, that's not fair.
But my hands, my arms, I would hate to lose. And my eyes, I'd hate to lose.
Your dice would have to be braille dice. There'd be bumps instead of holes.
You'd be fucking rolling dice all over the garage. What did you get? I don't know. It's in the fucking garden.
Making a joke about
it. We gotta wait till harvest before we know if you hit or not.
36, one of each. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
36, one of each. That's what Jesus said to the Indians. That's the last thing
he said. Yes, you told that last episode. That's in the last episode.
Sorry.
Don't tell your Jesus an Indian joke again.
Didn't mean to offend any Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus?
Jesus. That's the plural of Jesus.
Oh, that would be stupid.